Do you dread having conversations with your significant other about your financial situation? Do conversations about your budget or lack thereof end in arguments? Do you feel that you and your partner have completely opposing views about how money should be spent? If you answered yes to any of the previous questions, you're listening to the right podcast. I'm going to share a few tips and tricks to help you ease some of the stress of communicating with your partner about your finances. As a financial counselor for the Navy, I've counseled couples regarding many different financial issues. I see people regularly that are trying to reach a common ground with their partners. It's important to remember that just because two people fall in love and share common interests, it doesn't mean that they'll share common financial experiences or values. Each person brings his or her own financial habits and values into a relationship. Couples may experience financial stress and conflict because they have very different financial habits, values, and goals. There may be power or control struggles due to the inequity in who contributes to the household income and expenses. And there may also be a lack of trust that could lead to a breakdown in communication and fuel more conflict. Couples who have trouble making financial ends meet or who are incurring large amounts of personal debt increase the odds of conflict about money in the relationship. Unfortunately, these financial conflicts tend to be reoccurring because money comes and goes each month. As a result, disagreements can resurface monthly. When the credit card bill comes due or the cell phone bill comes due, they give rise to another episode of conflict. According to Investopedia, arguments about money hamper many marriages. If you consider that about a third of adults with partners reporting that their money is the biggest source of conflict in their relationships, it's no wonder that financial problems are the leading cause of divorce. Effective communication within a relationship can help you to prevent or resolve many conflicts. If you're struggling to communicate with your partner about finances, here are a few actions that can help. Establish regular check-ins. Set up a regular schedule to review your budget and discuss upcoming expenditures. Establish ground rules. Determine the ground rules for your financial discussions. Discuss one topic at a time. Weigh the pros and cons of each decision. Agree not to rehash old arguments. Listen to each other. Actively listen and pay attention to what the other person is saying. It's really easy to tune your partner out and start formulating your own response to something that you disagree with, but hold your tongue. Active listening helps you to build trust and shows your partner that you respect them. Paraphrase and clarify. Repeating what has been said in your own words is a way to make sure that you understand what the other person is saying. Use I statements. When you use the word you, it can be interpreted as blame and cause the other person to become defensive. Instead of saying you spend too much money on movies, you could say I worry about how much money we're spending on movies. Avoid using absolutes. You never pay the credit card bill. I always have to take it out of my account. There are rarely absolutes in the things that we do. Beware of nonverbal cues, and this is a big one. Be careful of your own body language when communicating with your partner. Cues like crossing your arms, turning away, sighing, rolling your eyes, all of those are disrespectful and hurtful and will not foster an open and honest communication. If you feel that you and your partner need a third party to help bridge your communication gaps, come and see me. My name is Somalia Allen, and I am a personal financial management specialist with Fleet and Family Support Center. Give us a call at 866-854-0638. I'm ready to help you reach your financial goals.